We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
AMP.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Who did you dirty? Shoot us a car, text 877-971-HITS. Yvette from Culver City, good morning.
Good morning.
Yvette, thank you so much for calling and listening to us. Go ahead, vent, girl. Who did you dirty?
So my ex-boyfriend decided to break up with me through a text message.
What's wrong with that?
I'm kidding.
Hey, at least he just didn't ghost. You know, he communicated.
He tried to ghost.
Yeah, communicated and then blocked me so I couldn't communicate back. Like a coward.
Yeah, that is cowardly. You know what? I got to be honest. I think the breakup over text, I did it a lot when I was like texting first started because I thought to myself, man, how easy is this? Yeah. I used to use the analogy of, yo, when cars were invented, we didn't still ride horses, right? Why would I not use this new technology to break up? I got to go do it in person like a caveman?
You're right. You're the worst.
That makes a lot of sense, Brian.
No, but wait. Just a couple days before the breakup, he's like, oh, don't, you know, he's asking me to move in. He's giving me keys to his house.
What?
How are you going to break up through a text message?
Yvette, do you remember what that text said? How did he break it down?
Yes, it said, good morning, Yvette. Unfortunately, this feeling that we have is not the same on my part. So please move on.
Yo, did a human resource person write that? Like, that sounded so business. Like, I regret to inform you, Yvette, that we no longer have a relationship.
So please move on.
What was the message you sent before? Was it, like, saying something about your feelings and how you felt? Or was it more like, hey, can you pick up, like, hot dogs from the grocery store?
No, it was like, hey, good morning, baby. I love you.
And then he's like,
what?
I regret to inform you that we are no longer on baby terms.
Yeah.
I wish you the best in your future endeavors. Damn, Yvette, you strike something so interesting because Brian said he used text to break up. I would love to hear from you that are listening right now. What have been some of the most creative text messages you've gotten in the past where somebody broke up with you? Like, what did that text say? Please just call in and read it to us. Because, I mean, hopefully we can laugh about it now like Yvette is, you know? 877-971-HITS. That is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS. How have you been broken up via text? What did it specifically say? Or maybe you're the one that did it. We want to know what you wrote.
Yeah, be creative. And please, like Edgar said, we want to laugh at it. Don't call in like this just happened and you're like burst into tears on the radio. We don't need that.
Yeah, I mean, you can still call in, but we're just not going to go on the air with you.
Yeah, that's right. Don't be a bummer for everybody. Play in.
We love you. That dude is a straight up texting
coward.
Sucio.
Coward.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cobarde.
Can I put his name out there?
Go ahead.
Just his first name. Go ahead.
Jesse, you're a coward.
There it is.
You feel better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Shout out to all the Jesses listening to us.
I would like to say a lot more, but.
Go ahead. We can bleep it.
Just go ahead, Yvette. Go ahead. Let it out.
Jesse, you're a coward.
There we go.
How did that one feel?
Better. A lot better.
What are texts saying, Brian?
We got one from the 310. I really appreciate this one. It says, well, I broke up with my ex via text. Told him it wasn't going to work out. Told him I was moving to California. Changed my number. Blocked him on social media. And now I'm here in LA. Devil emoji.
Wow.
So at least this person is owning it with the devil emoji. They know they did something wrong, but they did it wrong across the board.
Savant here right there. But went all in. Committed.
Right. Go all the way dirty. This one from Melissa in Inglewood. My ex broke up with me via text and said, hey, I'm sorry, but my best friend expressed to me that she's in love with me and I wanted to see how this works out.
Oh, boy.
at least the text didn't add, do you mind holding for a little bit? I'll get back to you.
Right. They were playing Girl from Ipanema for you in an elevator.
Brian and Chelsea got some texts, too, that they've gotten broken up through. We'll get to those in a sec. We got Teresa from LA. Good morning to you, Teresa. So how did your breakup text go?
So I had been going out with my boyfriend for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I just sent him one of those normal like, hey, babe, what's up? Do you want to go out for dinner tonight or should we cook something at home?
Yeah.
And the response he gives me is, I think I'm into your sister. I can't do this anymore.
What?
What?
After a year and a half?
That's how he confessed that he's into your sister and didn't want to be with you?
Right. Him and my sister had hung out before, and then I guess he fell in love with her or whatever, and I was just like, you tell me over a text?
Wait, did he run this by your sister? Because it seems like kind of a weird confession if your sister's like, I don't like
that guy. Yeah, you know, I did, and she actually was like, I have no idea. They are not dating.
Yeah, that would get way too Jerry Springer for us today.
Oh, totally. And I mean, my sister's on my side, and she was like, are you kidding me? Like, no.
That is wild. Definitely delete his number and everything you have of him. It's definitely not worth it. The guy's
unblock
weird.
Unblock him from Facebook. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Teresa, for listening to us. Say what's up to your sister and have a great day.
All right. Yeah, you guys too. Have a good one.
Later. Chelsea, you've dated some winners.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So I bet you're like, which one do I choose?
I know, exactly. I was going through my text messages and I'm like, oh, let's go all the way back to this one. This is a good one. This is probably like 8 years ago or something, maybe a little less, 7 years ago. And I was dating this guy. It was probably like 3 or 4 months. And we were like kind of semi-seriously. And my friends didn't really like him, but it was one of those things where, whatever. I was into him.
I ignored him again.
Right. I don't listen to anybody.
I remember we got back. We had gotten back from Christmas break. Like, I'd just gotten back from Michigan. And like, he wasn't making a plan to hang out with me. And he like wasn't really returning my calls or my text messages. And I'm like, what is going on? This is so weird. He was like all about it right before break. And I finally like text him something like, what's up? And he texts me back, hey, Merry Christmas, ! Sorry, I've been MIA. The reason I haven't been returning your calls is because I realized I'm still not over my ex. She's that one person in my life, you know? She's moving to LA. Hope you can understand. I was like, what? And I wrote back, and you couldn't answer my phone call to fill me in. Quite the coward move.
Damn. Well, there's one way to say it. What was that, DJ Majestic?
No, I can't believe you said you know.
Like, you get it, right? We've all been there.
You get it? Brian, what about you? Is this a text you received or you
sent? This one I got. I mean, I've sent 1,000 of these things.
Breakup texts?
Not in the last few years. I've been with my girlfriend.
Draft text that you have ready to go.
Yeah, I got my moves.
Copy and paste.
You know?
No,
this one, I was seeing this girl and it was going really well. This was when I was living in a sheet room. I was living in the living room of my...
A sheet room.
It's depressing, man. I was living in the living room of my friend's apartment. We couldn't afford our own room, so I just tacked sheets into the ceiling.
Wait, I thought you said it was going really well.
It was between us.
Oh, okay.
And then she came over. I was in my head so bad about this. Things were going great. She came to my house finally. And then that was great too. Everything was going awesome. So I hit her up like a day later because we were going to set up plans for the weekend. And I'm like, hey, Natalie, what's going on? And I asked her like, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? And she goes, hey there, I'm actually busy this weekend. ... Actually, come to think of it, I'm busy the next few months. Sorry, I guess. I was like, what?
I guess it's the same as, you know.
You sheet room.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.